I'm just going to say a few words before we start the sadhana. I wanted to say a word or two about how to make this practice more effective. We all want to be happy. We all want to be free of suffering, and we're practicing for sentient beings. But there are a couple things we can do to make this practice more effective. First of all, this practice has been promoted by everybody basically since Shakyamuni Buddha introduced it in the sutras. He was directly asked about this. Lama Zopa, who's a very famous lama, passed away not too long ago. He was a big promoter of medicine Buddha practice, and he gave a lot of background information about it. And one of the things that he said is that anybody who does this practice, who promotes it, who remembers it, who mentions it, who tells other people about it, anybody who does any of those things will be helped. And they will be helped specifically by four clairvoyant devas, devas meaning goddesses, basically. And because these devas are clairvoyant, what does that mean? That means they know what you need. They're there to promote and to help people who do this practice and to spread this practice. And so it's important to not think we're alone, okay? You don't have to do it all alone. I remember when I lived in Italy, everybody's Catholic over there, and I heard people saying things like, "Oh, you poor Buddhists, you don't have any creator God to help you, and you're all alone." Well, it's not exactly like that. It's not existentialism. Okay, so we have lots of protectors and helpers, and the four clairvoyant devas are there to help us. So you can relax, you can rely on them. So that's good to know, and Lama Zopa is certainly an authentic authority. The other thing that's really helpful for making the practice more effective is faith. In Buddhism, we don't really have blind faith. Some of you, maybe like me, were raised in an environment where blind faith was the basis of the belief system. And Buddha himself was very clear that he did not want blind faith from his followers. In fact, he said, "If you believe something just because I said it, and you think you're paying homage to me by believing it, that's not the way I want it. That's not the way it is." What he said he wanted us to do was to test it, to try it. If he gives you a practice, test it as if a gold merchant would test gold before buying it. Now, most of us probably aren't going around buying gold these days, but in the time of the Buddha, gold, of course, was one of the currencies. And before you spend a bunch of money buying gold, you want to make sure it's good gold, pure gold. And so you test it. And so what he said was he wanted his practices to be tested. He wanted us to try it, see, does it fit for you? Does it work for you? It's not about blind faith. It's about practical experience. So, in the teachings, they talk about different kinds of faith. The first kind that's listed is what's called clear faith. Clear faith means that you are clear on the practice and what it can do. We've mentioned before that the medicine Buddhas, the eight medicine Buddhas, made numerous aspirations before they became enlightened. And then once they become enlightened, they have what's called the power of prayer, the power to actualize the prayers that they made before they were enlightened. What we're going to do is post the sutra at the end of the sadhana today, which goes into quite a bit of detail about the Buddha's teaching on the various aspirations that the various medicine Buddhas did. And there's lots and lots and lots and lots of whatever you want or need, it's covered. Okay. There are some very specific things like if you're in prison unjustly, if you're a political prisoner, for example. Remember, medicine Buddha is not just for sickness or illness. There's aspirations for women's health, specifically. There are aspirations for, all kinds of things. And so I would invite you to download that sutra that'll be posted later. It's pretty long, so it'll take you a while to go through it. You might need to go through it in different sessions. But I invite you to go through and read the Aspiration Sutras and get a better idea of how vast this practice is. So that's the first kind of faith, the clear faith. So getting clearer on the practice and the benefits of it. The second kind of faith would be what's called aspirational faith. So if we have clear faith and we've studied and understood the vastness of the practice, it's almost impossible not to be inspired by it and to want it, to aspire to follow in the footsteps of the medicine Buddhas, to do our aspirations now. We do aspiration practice all the time, so that when we become enlightened, those aspirations will become manifested. So aspirational faith is the inspiration to aspire to attain Buddhahood and to manifest the prayers that we make now in order to help all sentient beings. And then the third kind of faith is convinced faith. If you do these things and you do the practice and you start seeing results, and remember we talked in the past about coincidences, what we call coincidences being the blessings of the Buddha, medicine Buddha. So if you do this practice and you see the results, I'm pretty sure you'll be convinced. When you do this practice, it's really important to have faith. Lama Zopa said that if a person is very, very skeptical of this practice, they just can't get it or don't want to get it or don't believe in it or don't think it's valid, that the best thing for a person like that to do is to try to just move towards neutrality. Because if you are against the practice, if you're super skeptical, you will inhibit the effectiveness of the practice. If you think about it, it makes sense. If you really believe in something, there's a better chance of it succeeding than if you're really skeptical about something. So just on the common sense level, I think we can see that that makes sense. Clear faith, aspirational faith, and convinced faith are the kinds of faith that we can develop. And as we develop more faith in this practice, we will see more results. So keep practicing, develop your faith, don't be overly skeptical, and the devas will help you. So that's the teaching for today. If anybody has any questions now or comments.
Yeah, thank you. The teaching of faith, that's really helpful to remember. So thank you, Michael. And yeah, I woke up with that word in my mind. So that's interesting. You talked about that.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's easy to forget that component, that our belief. You've probably heard the story of the guy who went to India from Tibet, and his mother said, "Bring me back the Buddha's tooth as a relic." And so he went to India for several years, and on the way back, he forgot the tooth. When he got outside of his house, he saw a dog skeleton, and he took the tooth and told his mother that was the Buddha's tooth, and she had great faith, and all kinds of miracles happened because of that. It's kind of a corny story in a way, and we kind of go, kind of, but actually, no, it's really an important lesson on our end of the deal. The medicine Buddhas have done their end, and we have to do ours. The other example is it's like the hook and the ring. The Buddhas are the hook and we're the ring. We have to be open enough to be hooked. So you can take these stories however you want, but the fact of the matter is that our side of it, our faith, is a really important factor.
Yeah, good reminder.
Any other comments?
Pauline, thank you for guiding us. That was lovely.
Yeah. Thanks for participating and keep going. And we'll do this again next month on the lunar calendar. So it'll be sometime in the next month.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody. And we'll see you next time.